Well, we find ourselves on a Friday morning. NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown is in now with another rendition of Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's? Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze? Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
Rick, this question comes to us from a listener in Vermont who declined to leave her name, but here's the question.
I walk every day, and, you know, there are a lot of trees in Vermont, and I'm a tree hugger. I'm literally a tree hugger, and so I hug them, and I always feel a sense of calm when I do that, but I'm wondering, is there anything that makes that happen, and do the trees notice when people hug them? I don't know.
Listen, what consenting adults do with consenting trees is their own business, so...
Well, interesting you should say that, because we're going to circle back to that idea. So,
all right.
For this question, I reached out to science journalist Ferris Jaber, and the first part of the question I think is actually fairly easy. Why might you feel calm while hugging a tree? And he says at this point there are just heaps of studies about the mental health benefits of being outside, and that a big part of that might be that attention is sort of like a resource that we really only have so much of, and we expend it throughout the day. And so being outside...
Your attention is able to drift much more naturally in a much more relaxed way from moment to moment. You know, you might be looking at the surface of a lake, watching the ripples, the leaves are falling from the trees, a bird flies by, and that can replenish our mental resources.
The reason I reached out to Jaber is that this question came in just after he wrote a New York Times Magazine piece about the research of Dr. Suzanne Simard. And you may have heard of her work without realizing it, because she is the one who discovered something that in sort of pop culture we have come to call the Wood Wide Web. Do you know about this?
I don't.
So this is the idea that trees in a forest are linked to each other through this network of fungus, mycorrhizal fungus around the roots of the trees, and that they're sharing nutrients, water, even carbon, like the physical building blocks of trees are shared between trees, even of different species in a forest.
No kidding. So it's all interconnected in one way or another.
Yes, and there's been a lot of coverage of this. There was a Radiolab episode. There have been a number of books.
That's really interesting, because every once in a while, I think people think of the forest as an entity into itself. And this says, this shows that maybe it is.
Yeah, and it started as sort of a heretical idea, but has become, you know, the studies have been replicated over and over, and we are now learning about the mechanisms through which this network of fungus works. But in that profile, there's a moment in which Jaber and Dr. Simard are walking through a forest in Canada where she lives, and she says, quote, "I'm really interested in whether they perceive us."
We're getting spooky.
In fact, there is research showing that trees and other plants can pick up on things like the wing beats of a visiting insect. You know, some flowering plants will sweeten their nectar when they pick up on the wing beats of a bee. There's some studies showing that the roots of plants can pick up on the sound of running water and will grow towards that sound.
One of the more famous examples of this, Rick, is that when pests like caterpillars start chewing on the leaves of a tree, there are now dozens of studies that have confirmed that nearby trees, not the one that's being eaten, but the next tree over, will start to ramp up its production of chemicals to defend itself against insects. And it's thought that they're somehow perceiving the volatile compounds that the chewed up leaves are releasing out into the air.
That is amazing.
So what I would say here is that it's actually a very reasonable hypothesis that someone could test through careful study design that could answer this question, you know, does a tree notice somehow when I'm hugging it? You could also answer the question, you know, do trees like being hugged? Which I think is a legitimate question to ask as well. I mean, we know at this point dogs don't really like being hugged, so...
I had a basset hound once who loved being spooned, I'm telling you. But anyway...
he tolerated you. I'm telling you, he tolerated you.
Okay, well... I'm not sure how to wrap this thing up, so I'm just going to leave it to you, Sam Evans-Brown.
If you would like to get your question on the air, give us a call. The number is 1-844-GO-OTTER, and the email address that you can use if you record yourself on your smartphone and email it to us is outsidein@nhpr.org.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Rick.
It's Morning Edition on NHPR.